Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Shea Chisinga, the Woman Christian CEO video podcast. I'm excited that you are joining me. I'm going to wait a few minutes and hopefully I get a few of you to chime in with us. I want to say hello to those on LinkedIn, those on YouTube, as well as Facebook. Okay. We are going to be uploading this to our Apple Podcast. So hello, Apple Podcast. Thank you for listening in today. And really quick, I'm going to make it a couple of shares so everyone can come and be a part. Okay. We're going to get started in literally 2 seconds. And we're done. So welcome, everyone. I'm really excited. I have decided to rebrand our lives that we do through Facebook, YouTube, as well as LinkedIn, and how to make it more efficient and more able to expand and use this opportunity to really serve and support women entrepreneurs to build the thriving businesses that you deserve. And so what we do is empowering women CEOs to lead, to profit, and to impact with purpose. That is our message. That is our mission to serve in this capacity, to work with women entrepreneurs who knows that it's time for them to transition. Position, not quit, but position yourself to be a full-time CEO. And so today I was thinking about what do I want to share? I've been in prayer about it, and I wanted to share something that I think is time for us to share. We are literally in the last quarter of 2023. I think we're probably at 90-something days. I don't know the exact number that there's left in this year. And I know that we're just going on as usual. Life is going on as usual. We're doing our thing. We're building. We're doing what have you. But sometimes I think that our vision gets lost. Our vision gets clouded. And so I decided today that I want to talk about expanding your vision. So with the all new Shea Chisinga, the Woman Christian CEO podcast, it is about expanding your vision. Expanding your vision. And I really want to get into what that looks like. And so I'll give you a little history. When I first started business 14 years ago, I had a vision. And the vision was to serve women entrepreneurs. I did not know exactly how that vision was going to come to a fruition. I did not know the vehicle that I was going to. And what I mean by vehicle, meaning the platform that this was going to take place. But the more I took action, the more my vision became clear. The more I began to discover who I was, the more the vision became a reality. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. So I'm going to share three things about expanding your vision. I got my notes here. I'm going to talk about three things. But before we do that, I have an announcement. So I'm excited that we officially opened the enrollment for the She Leads, She Profits virtual summit happening October 25th through the 27th. And I'm going to share on my screen. And if you're listening to me on our Apple podcast, it's right in our notes area where you'll be able to go and register. So as you can see, it's Shea, you are invited to the She Leads, She Profits 3-day virtual summit. It is October 25th through the 27th. It is happening Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Also, if you are in the local area or love to fly into Greater Sacramento, California, we are having a fourth day, and I'll talk about that later, and that will be in person on the 28th. But we are the number one women's leadership and business profit platform. Our mission is to help women entrepreneurs overcome setback, gain clarity, courage, confidence as a leader while building a profitable business to impact lives. It is absolutely at no cost. So all you need to do is go to SheLeadsSheProfitsVirtualSummit.com. I'll make sure all of that information is in our comment area and get registered. We have very amazing, powerful speakers that will be coming and speaking to us. And I'm going to share who our speakers are right now. So if you give me a few seconds, I'm going to pull them up and give you a peek of who our powerful speakers are. We have Maureen Xavier, Evolve Your Profitability. We have Cheryl Pullins, the icon, the rich icon formula, monetizing your passion for lasting wealth. I can't go through all of these, but we have Heather Robinson breaking. We have Rhonda, we have Amy Walker, we have Tris Carr, we have Ashley, we have Latanya Brown Thompson, Dominique Howe, of course, myself. And I got one more screen to share. Don't go anywhere because I need you to see these powerful speakers that is going to be sharing. These are leaders in the industry and you don't want to miss it. And we have here, we have Doreen Rainey, we have Tracy Hill, Trish Carr, Angela Moore, Tanya Smith, Denise Johnson, Katarina Randall, Mary Merriweather, Shay Brown, and Sonia. All of these powerful speakers will be coming to share a powerful message, expertise, wisdom, knowledge that you need to help you build a profitable, thriving business, helping you to position yourself to be a thriving business. And so get registered, She Leads, She Profits Virtual Summit. All right, so I got the announcements. I'll make sure those comments are in the link is in the comment area. But let's get into your vision. I want to really get into that. Whether you are on LinkedIn, whether you are on YouTube, whether you are watching me on Facebook, I want to talk to you about your vision. I believe that everyone, every last one of us, God has given us something. He has given us something to do in the earth. He has given us something that helps humanity. He has given us something that transforms lives, whether you are in the top of the chain in the corporate America, whether you are in entrepreneurship, whether you are in a ministry at the pulpit. God has given you a vision. He is giving you something and he is requiring you to step fully into that vision. Hey, Carla, mwah, my sister, I love you. And so I want to talk about your vision. And I believe that many of us, our vision is laying dormant in our lives, is laying dormant. You're not activating your vision. And here's what I know for a fact. You want your circumstances to change in order for your vision to become a reality. You want your circumstances to change in your life in order for you to operate in your vision. And I am here to tell you that is not going to happen because the way the life is, journey, a life is a journey, obviously. And so we go from journey to journey to journey, from circumstance to circumstance to circumstance. There's never a perfect opportunity. There's never a perfect moment for you to operate in your vision. There's never a perfect moment. And let me share this. Your vision does not expand if you do not grow. Your vision do not expand if you do not grow. Your vision will be 10 years old and let me say it like this. If God has given you a vision at 10, I'm using an example, you 10, you're young, right? But you never start operating. You never start cultivating that vision. You could be 60 years old with a 10-year-old vision. And that is because you have not activated. The vision does not begin to evolve until it is activated. I need you to understand me. The vision does not become, it doesn't grow until you activate it. So that there's some things I want to share that I believe that can encourage you. And so when I first started business, I had a vision. I saw what I wanted to do. I saw that I will be working with women. I saw that I will be serving them in some capacity. It was in the encouragement arena. It was the empowerment arena. It was in that arena. And the vision at that time was simply, I'm going to host some workshops and I'm going to work with some clients one-on-one and I'm going to help them be all that God wants them to be. And guess what? I started activating that vision. I started moving forward in that vision. But then the vision became bigger, right? Then I saw, okay, you know what? I see myself hosting conferences. I see myself hosting live events. I see myself working in groups. I start doing that. Then the vision got bigger. I saw myself working with my clients, helping them become authors, which we did do. Helping women become authors. I saw myself helping women launch their coaching businesses. And we did that. Not only that, then I saw myself, you know what? I think it's time for us to transition and to really embrace the online virtual world. And so we need to learn the structure on how to do that. So we did that. I'm sharing this example because the vision doesn't become, it doesn't expand until you activate where you are. So number one is defining your vision. Clearly articulating where you are now and then activating where you are today. I'm going to share this, and this is, and I'm just going to share it, and hopefully you embrace it or not, sit with it and think about it and pray about it. If you're still telling me a vision that God gave you 20 years ago, and you're still doing the same thing 20 years ago, that lets me know that you haven't evolved. It lets me know that you're still in a different, in a stuck place. It lets me know that you have not moved and took an action. And I don't want to downplay it, but what I'm trying to say is that in order for that vision to become the, where you desire it to go, you got to take action. Not only do you have to take action, you have to be consistent with taking action. Hey, Leanne, how you doing? You have to be consistent in taking action. The reason why it's taking so long is because you're taking so long. I'm just being straight real, okay? Listen, your vision, honestly, you can't afford it. So if you're waiting on the right budget and you're waiting on the right income stream to do it, you're never going to do it. It's never going to happen, which leads me to this. You expand your vision through faith. You expand your vision through faith. Faith is something you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot smell. It is what you believe. So at the core of everything, do you believe in the vision that God gave you? Because if you believed in it, you're going to take action on it. And not only are you going to take action on it, you're going to be consistent on it. So let me go to the next part. Life circumstances do happen. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Life will bring challenges that will blow our minds. But let me share this. It is not for you to quit. It is not for you to pause. Well, I wouldn't say pause. I changed that. It's not for you to quit. Let me just be clear on that. It is for you to learn how to navigate and persevere in spite of the challenges. It is set up for you to learn to persevere in spite of what you're facing. So the next part of expanding your vision is that you have to trust the journey and you have to persevere. What if you are intimidated by it? Ooh, that's good, Carla. I'm gonna get to that in just a second. You have to trust and persevere, have faith in the vision, and trust that with dedication, commitment, and work, you can achieve your goals. So let me go to Carla. I had a powerful question. What if you are intimidated by the vision that God has given you? So let me share this example, Carla. God gave me a vision on how he saw me. I didn't see me myself that way. I didn't see it. And even now I'm thinking like, that's me? But guess what? I grew into what he put in my heart. I believe this, Carla, because he gave it to me, that it's his job to make it a reality with me committing to the process. He trusts me enough to say, this is you. This is what I want you to do. And I am going to support you getting there. I'm going to help you to get there. But what I need you to do is say yes. So being intimidated by it, that's okay. Embrace the intimidation. But intimidation doesn't stop you. You keep moving forward. See, when I came to the reality is, I am not required to make my vision a reality. My obedience is all he's requiring for me to do. That's all he's wanting me to do, is to be in obedient to the vision. And he makes it a reality. When I came to that realization, let me share this. I'm telling myself this every day. If any of those of you thinking who's, you're probably looking at seeing people who have doing great and they've evolved and they're amazing. Trust me. They're telling themselves every day, I'm going to take one step and I'm going to keep moving forward. They are arriving where they are because they're not stopping. They're taking action. They're moving forward. And sometimes you're not going to move at the pace that you want. I got my hand up. You're not going to move at the pace that you desire to move at. But as long as you're moving, that means you're taking action. As long as you're moving towards that vision that he's placed in your heart to do. Everything that I'm experiencing now, it started with a vision. It started with, I want you to serve women. I want you to inspire women. I want you to encourage women. But guess who's the first example? I am. I am the first example. And so I go through a journey. I'm doing the work, the inner work, the deep work that requires. I am in a journey of always, because healing, let me share this, healing is a process, and you go from one stage to the next, one stage to the next. And so you may get healed in one area and you overcome. Guess what? There's another area you got to overcome. And there's another area. It's consistent work that we have to do. We never arrive. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you Obama. I don't care if you Biden. I don't care. You never arrive at a perfect place. The moment you're perfect, it's time to leave. It's time to go. And so my thing is, your vision doesn't expand. It doesn't grow until you grow. It doesn't move forward. And so thank you, Thesha. Yes, you have evolved and you are consistent. Thank you for that affirmation. Absolutely. Because it's what other choices do we have? Now, you can choose to stay in comfort. You can choose to stay there, but then it doesn't feel good because you already know that God got something great for you. You already know there's something beyond what you are experiencing. I'll share this and I'm gonna get ready to go. My goal was to be here 15 minutes. I'm not sure how long I've been here. Oh, I've been over 18 minutes. Okay, so let me share this. In 2021, I had created a business that at that point is 7 years, and I love my business. But I felt that I was stuck. I felt that I created consistency. I felt that it was stable. I felt that it was sustainable, but I knew that there was more. And so guess what? I had to choose disruption. What? I chose disruption. And let me tell you, choosing disruption, it is uncomfortable. So let me back up a little bit. I believe it was around September of 2021. I felt that the Holy Spirit was unctioning me. He said, I want you to upgrade your life. And that sounds fun, right? Upgrade. I'm going to upgrade my life. Oh, yes, I'm going to upgrade. And I started doing some things on external to upgrade myself. But then the upgrade became eternal. It became internal work. Going through the weight loss journey, changing the business model, disrupting the structure, disrupts investing. And I mean investing, not nickel and diming it. I mean thousands of dollars. And it was because I knew that he put something in my heart to do, and I needed to do it, and I needed to move forward with it, and I needed to be obedient to it. And I'm not telling you it's comfortable, because it's not at all. But I know that at the end of this, that I'm going to reap the rewards. I am reaping the rewards of the obedience. So your vision that you have, that vision that you desire, that God has placed in you, I'm encouraging you to take action. I'm encouraging you to make a decision to be all in. Here's what I know. If the vision is from him, you don't lose. You don't lose, period. You don't lose. You will always win. I said this three times, but I'm gonna say it for real now. As an entrepreneur and as a business owner, for many years, I struggled with I always talked about my faith. I've always talked about my belief in God and who I am and me being a believer of Jesus Christ. And I'm very confident in that. I have no issues there. But my struggle was to embrace it fully in the marketplace. And you had so many people who make comments, not directly, but they would say, that will kind of limit you from, working with ideal clients. It could limit you from getting in certain areas. And when I decided that if that's what it's going to be, then that's what it's going to be. But when you embrace all of you, whether it's leading with your faith, whether you are bold and courageous to speak it out, that's when true freedom comes. That's when real freedom comes in the vision that God has given you. I'm not compromising. I'm not aligning myself to anything else unless it is aligned with the vision and the values that is aligned with me, period. And I've owned that confidently. And guess what happened? It didn't hinder growth. It didn't hinder progress. As a matter of fact, it expanded. It expanded. And guess what? I've attracted all types of people, not just Christians, but all types of people. And guess what? I am not judge or put people in place. I'm just here to be what I'm called to be. And let my light shine. And because of I'm allowing my light to shine, it attracts the right people. All right. So as I close with this, the fifth time I've said this, activate your vision. Your vision doesn't grow until you grow. Number two, align with your values. If what you're doing is not in alignment, you're always going to be off. So I'm going to read this. Ensure that your business values align with the personal values and faith. When your business is built on a strong ethical foundation, it can be easier to have faith in success and growth. Number three, trust and persevere. Have faith in your vision and trust that with dedication, hard work, and you can achieve your goals. There will be challenges that comes along the way, but your faith can provide you the resilience and the determination needed to overcome them. By combining a clear vision, aligned values, unwavering faith, you can expand your vision in your business and work towards its growth and success. That is my message to you today. Expand your vision by taking action. There's not a perfect time. There's never a perfect time, ever. It doesn't exist. And so I'm encouraging you to take action and make sure you get registered for our upcoming summit, SheLeadsSheProfitsVirtualSummit.com. Be a part. We got powerful speakers who's going to speak into your life, and you're going to hear opportunities that will help you grow and expand. Guys, I thank you for this. Thank you, Thesha. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Leanne, and all of those who chimed in. stay tuned for next week for the Shea Chisinga podcast. Yes, we're doing it live now. You will hear it on Apple Podcasts as well, but I'm just trying something new and I think this is going to be good. I'm enjoying it. All right, guys, be blessed and I'll see you soon.